New guidance from the CDC says the COVID-19 vaccine appears to be safe during pregnancy. Dr. Nona Folk chairs the OBGYN department at Carl Brumman Medical Center in Normal. In this edition of Sound Health, Folk tells Eric Stock the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG, has stopped short of recommending pregnant women get the vaccine, but the evidence trends in that direction.
We keep getting more and more information, and I think as we keep seeing the numbers climb for the number of people that are being vaccinated and, you know, hopefully trying to keep any adverse events pretty close to zero, it is right now, you know, we're going to say that this vaccine is safe for pregnant women to get.
Do you advocate for pregnant women to get the vaccine?
You know, I do think that it is going to be considered safe to have in pregnancy. And so I would recommend that they get it. The reason why for that is because pregnant women can get COVID. And when those women get COVID, the effects from it can be more severe than it is for anyone who is not pregnant, because pregnant women have a compromised immune system. So they're more likely to end up in the hospital, in the ICU, and on a respirator. The risk of death is higher for those women too. So the risk of any adverse events from the vaccine are much less than what the pregnant women could have if they contract the disease.
Do you feel hesitancy among pregnant women is any higher than in the general population? And has it changed at all over time?
You know, pregnant women are always pretty hesitant. You know, they're carrying another life inside of them. So they always want to make sure that it's going to be safe for them and for the baby. As I think the population right now, I think we're at like 27% of the United States population has been vaccinated. As we keep seeing that number climb higher and higher and more people are getting the vaccine, I think patients and pregnant patients in particular are feeling a little bit more comfortable about go ahead and receiving the vaccine. The more that we see, you know, our healthcare providers, you know, people around them when they come in the office and we're like, you know, we've been fully vaccinated and, you know, they're seeing that we feel that it's safe, then I think they're getting reassured from that also.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was just put back into circulation after an examination of rare but serious blood clots, particularly among women of childbirthing age. Would you recommend a patient to get that vaccine? And what kind of questions might they have about the J&J vaccine?
As of right now, ACOG and the CDC are not excluding the Johnson & Johnson vaccine when they're recommending that women receive the COVID vaccine. However, we are recommended that we counsel our patients that there's a difference between the mRNA vaccines, which is the Pfizer and the Moderna, and then the adenovirus vaccine, which is the Johnson & Johnson, and kind of explain to them that there is that risk. So it's still available to patients. And if that's the only thing that they have available in their area, we are still saying that it's recommended. But if there is another vaccine that's available, I, as a physician, would probably say, you know, I would prefer that you probably get the mRNA one.
Since we are more than a year into this pandemic now and maybe seeing light at the end of the tunnel, but not quite there, what is your thought process now as you go to work every day and are treating and counseling these patients about this and where we are now?
I hope we're done soon, as everyone else does. One of the recommendations that they've put out for us to counsel the patients about is that the patients have the right to refuse this vaccine, but we are still encouraging them if they're going to decline to have the vaccine, then they may still need to make sure that they wear their masks when they're out in public, that they're going to do adequate hand washing or using the gel hand sanitizer, make sure that they are not in large groups. You know, those restrictions that we have had for the last year, that is the recommendation from the CDC and from ACOG that, you know, you have the right to refuse this, but if you do refuse it, then we recommend that you continue to do these other things.
That was Dr. Nona Folk from Carl Brumman Medical Center with Eric Stock. Folk adds studies have shown that COVID vaccines do not cause infertility, premature births, or miscarriages.